You're listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, some winners now. Football season is here. Our guy Five Star is here with us right now to give us some winners for this weekend. And let's see how this works out. Oh, yeah, Miami money line last week. That was nice. That was
really yeah. We got Clemson first half too. Now remember, I told you guys the breakdown. I think Clemson first half, that was the stronger lean, because the full game, I kind of figured that what happened was going to happen with George overpowering them as the game, you know, continued.
But they got the first half, and
the first half for it.
And Miami was easy. That was easy money last week.
Yeah, that was a layup. But boy, that was a horrible handicap on West Virginia. I did not expect Drew Aller look like he did. He was impressive. If he can look like that all year, Penn State will be a national championship contender.
Yeah, no, he looked really good. He absolutely did. No, that was highly unexpected. Wow, you like, okay, let's go to the right to this Texas-Michigan game. You're going out on a limb here, Five Star.
Hey, you know that's what I do, man. I got to be contrarian. That's why I've been doing this so long. I'm not going to, you know, get out there and jump with everything and overreact in the first week. And I think this number is a huge overreaction to Texas dog walking Colorado State like they did. I mean, they looked really good. But Sharon Moore is a first-year head coach for Michigan, as we know. But he has a lot of experience still because he's coaching a lot of big games. You remember Jim Harbaugh missed 6 games, and they didn't miss a beat last year on DeMoore. I know that's a different roster. They lost a lot of guys to the NFL. But they still have a really good defense. They have the best cornerback in the country in Will Johnson. Their defensive coordinator, Wink Martindale, is a really good defensive coordinator. You know, he's one of the best even in the NFL when he's with the Giants and the Ravens. I think that he comes up with something that's, you know, kind of confuses Quinn Ewers. You remember those receivers with Texas last week was their first game playing with Ewers. So they're not going to face the same type of resistance with Michigan inside the Big House. With that defense, with that defensive coordinator that they had at home last week against, you know, Colorado State, who doesn't have any athletes on the back end on the defensive side. Colston Loveland, who's the tight end for Michigan, is the only returning starter on that offense. So they're just filling things out on offense, and that's the worry about this game. Can Michigan get enough points? But they do have Donovan Edwards, and he got plenty of carries on last year's championship team. Edwards didn't look good last week, so I think he'll be really motivated to bounce back this week. 13 players from Michigan's 15-0 team, they were selected to the 2024 NFL Draft. So, as I said, the offense has to figure its way out. But Sharon Moore is the OC. That's his side of the ball. I think he'll be able to muster up enough. I know the Longhorns were excellent on defense, guys. I mean, they shut down Colorado State, pitched a no-hitter and all of that, but they will be tested on their defensive front because they did lose 2 major interior defenders in Byron Murphy and Tavondre Sweat as well to the NFL. So I think the Wolverines can keep this close, man. Look at the 23-0 at home, you know, since 2020. During that stretch, their defense has only allowed 11 points. They have 3 home wins against top 10 teams. So they've been there, done that. This is kind of new for the Longhorns. I know they got a lot of experience from winning Alabama. That kind of helped Texas kind of turn the corner. They have 46 current players who experienced that victory in Alabama. But before that, Sarkisian was not good with Texas on the road. So I think that this team has won 16 straight games for a reason in Michigan. And I think that, you know, winning is habitual. They ugly this one up. Give me Michigan. I'm going to be contrary. Give me Michigan plus 7.5.
You know, I think that what's tricky about this game to me is that we don't truly know who Michigan is yet because they did have the departures that have been talked, you know, mentioned. But it feels like this number, like, you know, this is one of these numbers where the line makers have been so quick to change this. You don't usually see this. 7.5. I told John this, you know, one of the things I always do to handicap to make me get a feel for the line is I transpose the game and make the other team the home favorite. I mean, make the other team the home team. So if you did that, let's say you take away a 3-point home field advantage from Michigan, which may be more, and let's say you add just 3.5 at Texas. So it's 6.5-point change. So you're telling me that Texas would be a 14-point favorite over Michigan? That just feels, I don't know. that feels a little strange to me. And I do actually think Texas might be the right side in this game at 7.5. But the handicapping part of me says, are you serious? You're going to go over 7 on the road with Texas this early against Michigan? It's just, for me, this is, you know, one of those games where you almost play Michigan or you sit it out just because you're past the key number in 7 on the road. And we really don't know. We really don't know what Michigan's about yet.
Yeah. Five star, if I'm going to play Michigan, I'm going to play in first half.
I like that.
If they
like
jump out.
Yeah.
If they jump out, I think that they've got, you know, a chance to hold on. I think Texas wears them out. I like a little like Georgia. I think Texas is going to wear them out. I don't think that Michigan's going to have an offense, but I think it's going to be a close one in the first half. And you're catching what, 3.5 in the first half?
4. I saw 4 out here in Vegas on the first half. Only reason why I worry about that is because if I was going to do a prop bet in this game, it would probably be the Texas scores first. So I'd be worried about that. But we might get a 10-6 or, you know, something around. I think it's going to be really low scoring. So the number to look at really is the under. But you guys know I'm not a big total player. But I just feel like it's way too much public money and way too much media talk about Texas. And I know I've been doing this a really long time, guys. You know, I've been doing it 2 decades. And I've noticed anytime it's a game like this and you got everybody on one side and you got everybody hooped, it never works out that way.
Nope, never.
It never works. As we saw last night, I was one of the few guys had Kansas City every which kind of way. And I mean, they won by an inch, but they won and they covered.
Absolutely. All right, next game.
Okay, we got Boise State, man. I got to try that. They're over 3 touchdowns, 21.5 at Oregon. This is a matchup of 2 undersized but really talented quarterbacks. You got Boise State's Maddox Mattson, his first year starting over there on the Smurf turf, and then you got Oregon's Dylan Gabriel. We're really familiar with him. He was at UCF before getting injured, transferred to Oklahoma, played pretty well. Both these guys can spin it. Last week, Gabriel put up some great numbers, but they didn't score a lot of points. 21 points just seems like a lot of points to me against a Boise team state with, you know, one of the best backs in the country. Ashton Gentry is amazing. He went 20 carries for 267 yards and 6 touchdowns last week. I know they were playing Georgia Southern, but that's good against anyone. Boise also had some outside weapons. Oregon moved the ball through the air, like I said last week, but, man, they could not run the ball against FCS Idaho. The Ducks only averaged 3 yards a carry. Boise State head coach is Spencer Danielson. He got that job from being their defensive coordinator. He was an interim last year. Now he's the head coach. He used to be a linebacker at the University of San Diego. I know he's really upset about how they got, you know, handled on the interior line against Georgia Southern. I think he'll have Boise State up to play, and we'll get a much better defensive showing from them. It's just too many points, man. Boise State is 3-0 straight up in this matchup. The teams haven't played since 2017, but going 3-0 against a program means a lot. You can believe that Spencer Danielson is talking it to his guys in the locker room and giving them a lot of confidence. I think they go on Eugene, man, and keep it within 3 touchdowns for sure with that offense that they have. So give me Boise State plus 21.5 against Oregon.
Boise State plus 21.5.
Their running back is legit, too. As you mentioned, you talked about him.
Yeah.
He's considered a big time. Yeah. Like, he's a draft prospect, too. He's a dude.
Yep. All right, last game.
Go to the Brown and Strong. Yeah, Chargers, man. Go to the NFL. Chargers -3 versus the Raiders. Let's see what Jim Harbaugh has. See if he can make up for John losing last night. You know, this game is in L.A., which most likely is going to be a Raiders home game because we know the Raiders are more popular in L.A. than the Chargers are. But now we got Brandon Staley and his John Madden video style of coaching. You know, he coaches like he's playing Madden or something. He's gone, and now you got Jim Harbaugh's. I think it's the right man for this job. We saw in San Francisco the results were immediate. His first season with that roster was similar to this one, a more defensive roster with a young, talented, but underachieving quarterback in Alex Smith, and he went 13-3. Well, now he has a quarterback even better than him. We know that he's banged up a little bit, but I think Herbert is a game, and he'll be ready. This Chargers team is very talented on the defensive side. You got Justin Herbert, as I said, his quarterback, but you also got Joey Bosa on defense, Khalil Mack, Asante Samuel Jr., all-world safety, Derwin James. And with the type of defensive success Harbaugh's had in San Francisco and Michigan, I fully expect the Chargers D to give the Raiders some offensive troubles, man. You got a turnover-prone quarterback over there in Gardner Minshew. I really like Antonio Pierce. I like his approach, and I like his philosophies on defense. Max Crosby's probably the best defensive player in the NFL. He's a game wrecker, and I'm also a big fan of Jack Jones. Him and his brother and I run together real tough, and Jack Jones is really underrated, man. I expect him to be a Pro Bowler and an All-Pro before his career ends. He's really that good. He just was in the wrong place with the Patriots, and now he's the number one cornerback with the Raiders. And then, you know, of course, Devontae Adams. And then they got Brock Bowers, who, you know, is a really good weapon to tight end. But the Chargers have a huge motivation factor in this one, guys, and that's because they got blew out last year in December by the Raiders, 63-14. A lot of the Chargers felt like the Raiders ran the score up on them. And I think the Chargers will be looking to make a statement. They got Joe Alt and Rashawn Slater on the offensive line. We know how Harbaugh is. He likes to run the ball. He likes to be physical. And he has his brother's old duo running backs over there in Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. And I think that he uses them correctly in this game. I think that they control the time of possession. I think that they cause Gardner Minshew to turn over the ball a couple of times. And I think that 3 points is really short. I think Antonio Pierce and the Raiders are looking toward next year, looking to get a quarterback. And then like Carson Beck or Shedeur Sanders to lead that team. And this year, they're really playing, you know, for next year. So give me the Chargers with a great opening start for Jim Harbaugh in -3.
All right, there it is. You got Michigan +7.5, Boise +21.5, and Chargers -3. That's 5-star in Vegas, at 5-star in Vegas. Follow him on Twitter. Great follow, and he's going to give you winners. All right, 5-star, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging.
Thanks, brothers. I'll talk to y'all next Friday.
All right, there is 5-star in Vegas every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, let's give away another $50 gift card to FM Kitchen. And Dell, what are the? We also got all kinds of specials, right, at the FM Kitchen that you need to take advantage of. Go watch the game. Go watch Michigan.
Yeah, go watch
in Texas.
Texas, Michigan. The watch party begins at 11 out at FM Kitchen. Wear your Longhorn gear. Be proud of that. You know the NFL begins. We had the game last night. They welcome you for Sunday's action with the Texans and out there. You can watch the Texans play. They have $4 Modellos and Coors Drafts, $25 Modelo, Coors and Miller six-pack buckets, and $30 Topo Chico Seltzer and Twisted Tea six-pack buckets. And they have brunch, too, starting at 10 a.m., one of the best brunches in town. Got all the TVs you want. Of course, they got Sunday tickets. So if you don't happen to be a Texan fan, they're going to have your game out there, too. So not only are we giving you things to go out and enjoy, just go out there. You don't need... It's great to win something, but just go out there and enjoy the experience. They're going to have great food. We've experienced it here. We know that they are going to provide good food and a good time with the best burger in the city. So you said a $50 gift card win?
Well, let's do it at 920.
920. Caller number three, 920. You get a $50 gift card to FM Kitchen. They got great food, and it'll be great for anytime you want to go out there and watch sports, too.
And we still got listener appreciation party tickets to give away and two more tickets to the Cougs and Owls game. So we'll do that as we go forward. Right now, though, we are talking about John Daspit.
John Daspit is, you'll hear him here. You'll see his billboards. You will see his TV commercials. He's on some other radio stations as well. Houston's his home base. This is where he is the biggest. He files more cases. He's got more lawyers. I mean, he is... This is where the work gets done more than anywhere else in the state, and yet he's available throughout the state, and it goes beyond that. He even reaches outside the state. And the reason's simple, because when people deal with John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm for their personal injury issues, they get great service. They win. They get the great payouts to help take care of all of their medicals or taking care of their time missed from work, and you get a very fair pain and suffering number as well, because when you're hurt in an accident, for a lot of people, it's something where you end up eventually getting better, but it's something that's not just inconvenient. It has a big impact on your life, how you sleep, how you walk, how you feel on a day-to-day basis. Some people have to deal with loss of life in their family or even accidents that end up disabling them for the rest of their lives. Who's going to fight for you? John Daspit will. He'll fight for you first. You're not a number to him. Make sure that you call him. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
I.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So, Kevin has been waiting for a long time to get on. Kevin, we apologize about the wait. We had so many things that we have been doing. We really apologize. Let me ask you a question, Kevin. Do you want to go to the U of H game? We got two tickets for you for waiting for all that time. U of H and Rice?
Hell yeah.
Okay, you got the tickets. Right?
Appreciate it, man.
Did we give away those already?
Didn't you give away those tickets already?
No, we gave away one set. We needed two.
We needed two?
Yeah. Didn't you say that?
No. I said we needed two FM. I don't have to give away one in mine.
Would you just give them an FM then? $50
gift card? We already did both FMs. Right?
No, but I don't have to give one away in my show. We'll just use my show for him since you already gave it away.
All right, give him those two tickets.
All right.
Kevin, you've been waiting. Yeah, you're going to the Rice U of H game. How's that?
Hell yeah, brother. That sounds awesome. But I would like to speak about Kyle Tucker if this is possible.
Yeah.
So, you know, I waited for a while because that's how passionately I feel about this situation. And Kyle Tucker is pulling a Kawhi Leonard. And I think Dana Brown realizes it. He realized he messed up and he should have traded him and got a huge package deal, you know. And he bought, I mean, Joey LaProfito, he should still be an Astro to this day. We love Kikuchi. You say we love the guy. But Kyle Tucker is a bum, man. He will not put on an Astros jersey. They said Wednesday he'll be back, Friday he'll be back, blah, blah, blah. He ain't coming back, brother. He's just not, you know. He's going to be wearing a Rockies uniform like Chris Bryant next year with a big paycheck, but he's going to be not winning any games. He's just going to be a scrub for the rest of his life now. He's not coming back.
Well, he's got another year on his deal. Bregman's done.
But I mean, he does, but he's just he wants that big contract, and I feel like he's holding out like Kawhi. He's just not going to be on the field,
so
man.
Let me ask you, is your call obsolete if he plays, like they're intimating that he'll play in this series? Does that mean your call's obsolete?
I mean, I just don't think he's coming back. I mean, if he does come back, I will call back, and I will eat crow, and I will apologize to all the fans. But Kyle Tucker is a bum, man. I mean, look what he's done in the postseason. 2022, I mean, he only had Aaron Nola's number in the World Series, and that's it. Other than that, he was just whiffing, pop-wise, his weak stuff.
That's a little aggressive.
My son Mason, he heard the man. His takes. Kyle, or Sebastian, cute. Kyle Tucker's a bum, Phil's. I don't, man. That's the reverse hyperbole. Were you going over the top him for... You know, calling him a
I mean, he's batting, a 235 in postseason? I mean, Dana Brown should have just traded him and got a bunch of picks, man. A bunch of picks, prospects and all that good fun stuff. But, you know, he didn't. And now he's just botched this whole thing. And now Kyle Tucker, he's just going to sit out now. And my buddy's wife works as an X-ray tech, and she prescribed him a box of Tampax Pearl.
Okay, that's enough.
This is the most personal call that I've heard in a long time.
Did Kyle Tucker steal your girl?
Watch it.
Did Kyle Tucker in some way, shape, or form
hurt
you?
He's talking like somebody.
So you know, Kyle Tucker.
Gamblers usually talk like that when they're mad.
Yeah,
he's a bum,
right.
You heard him.
It sounds like he's. Kyle Tucker is a .237 hitter in the postseason, .704 OPS. In the regular season, .272, .865.
Those bum allegations. Thriving.
He's got 8 homers. He's got 51 strikeouts and 25 walks. He's not as good in the postseason as he is in the regular season. Last year, he was awful. He hit .150, .517 OPS. He was awful.
Mm-hmm.
He was awful in his first year. Then, I mean, in 21, he had .874 OPS. In 22, when they won it all, .706, which was an average postseason for him. Exactly, almost exactly average for him. He's better in the regular season than he is in postseason. He is not pulling a Kawhi. Now, listen, if Dr. Morse, who we had on, or the Joel and Jeremy had on yesterday, and we played the sound. If he's right, and they misdiagnosed this thing, and he was putting weight on it when he should have been not putting any weight on it, then that is a problem. And maybe he shouldn't trust their doctors, like Kawhi didn't trust the doctors. I don't know. We don't know. Dr. Morse doesn't know. He's diagnosing from thousands of miles away. But if they screwed this up, but and he did have a fracture and he was supposed to rest it instead of trying to work through it, then that's a that sucks. That sucks.
Yeah. Well, it made it. I'm worried that is what happened. That he was weight bearing when he shouldn't have been weight bearing, because this has gone longer than we thought. There's this confusion about, is it a fracture? Is it not a fracture? Why didn't they know? When did they know? Did they just not tell anyone? But none of that has anything to do with calling Kyle Tucker a bum.
No.
And that he's sitting in. I don't think for one second think he's sitting anything out. This is not a Kawhi Leonard situation. That's like outlandish to me that somebody would think this is a Kawhi Leonard situation. Kawhi Leonard made comments about not wanting to be there. Kawhi Leonard's uncle was mad about, like, what have we heard about Kyle Tucker? Kyle Tucker hasn't said, I want to be traded. That's all you got to do is say you want to be traded. If that came out there, okay, then that's fine. Maybe you have something that you want to start a conspiracy theory. But Kyle Tucker's not coming back because he's pulling a Kawhi and the guy's a bum? He's had some issues in the postseason, but he's beating the bum allegations.
Well, is he? Doesn't he have to play to beat those bum allegations? And according to Kevin, he's not going to play.
Oh, my God. He's not a bum. Okay?
Hey, Kevin, I know you're getting a lot of pushback on this show. You ever decide to call between 10 and 12? We will validate all of your opinions. That show is here for you to validate any slander you want to throw at local stars of your favorite team.
All right, we got to break it. Beat the Warehouse Live Guy next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. But first, let's talk a little Maestro.
Let's talk about Maestro Nobel, and let's talk about the fine tequila that's being made by Maestro Nobel. You know, it starts with the proper ingredients. It starts with the proper processes. They make it in their tequila in Tequila, Mexico. It's aged properly. Matter of fact, Jason Steeds and I told a guy from my neighborhood, a good Aggie and a former 100 and 200 meter sprinter. He was talking about the fact, he goes, hey, didn't you say we could go down to go see where they're distilled in Maestro Bell? I'm like, yeah, I did get that invite. So that's something I really need to look into, is going and experience it for myself where they make the actual Maestro Bell. Because when it gets back to the States, when it gets in the States, oh, phenomenal. It's huge in Mexico. It's getting bigger and bigger here in the States because they go that extra mile to put together a top shelf tequila at a very reasonable rate. Make sure that you are checking out Maestro Nobel for your tequila. And Cristalino is a great way to start if you want to experience the sipping tequila unlike any other. It's Maestro Nobel.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. Starts today. It's a new and improved from Limo Guy, okay? Beat the Warehouse Live Guy.
Super Justin. Disappointed the limo's out.
Well, yeah, apparently Lance was going to call you about a limo. So he's like, he's so disgusted.
I didn't know the limos were out. Why did we do that?
I was getting too old. I had to slice a few things. But I did keep two limos just so we could continue to do this show. So call me on the side. I might be able to hook you up with something.
Oh, okay. Oh,
you see? Okay, you so now he's happier. Now he's happy. Almost as happy as if you would have brought him food.
No, that would have been the best.
So Justin is here. Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. You've condensed Warehouse Live. It's now where Rise was, and it shows all throughout the week. What's been going on lately? What's coming up big at Warehouse Live?
Man, I'm still reeling from that Kyle Tucker call. That guy was a little out of control.
What a guess. He's Kawhi Leonard. He's a bum.
Wow. This week, tonight, we got Galactic Empire, which is Star Wars metal, kind of interesting. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, we were supposed to have Bollywood night, but that just got canceled, so scratch the Saturday. Sunday, we got a Sunday Fun Day, which is always free. We got kind of a ladies tribute. We got tributes to Heart, Joan Jett, and the Pretenders. Mm, nice. And then on
Thursday, we have Udo, which is German heavy metal. And that'll, I think that'll cover the week. That's it. Four shows.
All right.
Did you say you have Star Wars metal?
It is. Galactic Empire.
Wow. Is this
Star Wars metal. They do the whole Star Wars stuff in costume and do all the Star Wars scenes in metal.
Oh, my God. You're going to have that many geeks there?
There will be several.
Several. I mean, I'll bet it packs out.
It's not a bad crowd, but I wouldn't call it packed.
Okay. But still, there's so many of you geeks out there that love that crap. Get dressed up, wear, you know, your broom where you can LARP and stuff, right? Isn't that what they do? They go and they, oh, no, that's Harry Potter, right, where they fly around on brooms. Anyway, whatever. Get on over there, warehouselive.com, to see the show.
Fly around on brooms.
Isn't that what they do?
Well, I mean, yeah, when they're doing their... Quidditch or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's a different show, though, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we going to... What? So you still got the tickets and you still got a limo available?
Yeah, I still got a couple cars and I still got all the tickets. So today we will play for four third row Astros tickets on Wednesday night, or you can always have your choice of eight tickets to any Warehouse Live show. Either
okay.
One.
Four tickets to Astros on Wednesday night or eight tickets to any show at Warehouse Live. So who we got? Who's our contestant?
Larry.
Larry is our contestant to play Beat the Warehouse Live guy. What's
and
going on?
I'll holla.
What's up, Larry?
I was planning on calling in with some miscellaneous stuff. First of all, congratulations on the Hall of Fame.
Well,
I guess David Barron's endorsement clinched it for you.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure David had anything to do with it, but I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you. He was never a really big fan of this show. So Larry's a longtime listener, and that's
ask
nice.
Ask him if he wants to play.
You want
to? Because he said he was calling about that. Do you want to play?
No, we just called him. He's the contestant.
Oh,
he's
he
the
is?
Contestant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you still want to play, Larry?
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Okay. I have some games picked out.
Okay, I hope we get a double banger.
Okay, I hope double banger would be great. Yeah. If we get a double banger in here, that would be awesome. So, Larry, you're going to go. You got four tickets to an Astros game Wednesday if you can beat the limo. Well, not the limo guy. You can beat the Warehouse Live guy. How's that? That'll be fun.
Here we
Sounds
go.
Good.
And we're off.
All right, so Justin, how are you going to go? You going to start or are you going to defer?
I'm going to come out firing. I got an itch. I'm going to go ahead and take the game tonight and take the Eagles -2.5.
The Eagles are -2.5 in this football contest in Brazil. Larry, you're up. First pick.
Cleveland.
You've got the Cleveland football Browns that are going to be playing the Dallas Cowboys. And the Cleveland Browns at this point in our lives are -2.5. -2.5. Two games, -2.5.
I like that one, by the way.
Yeah, I like Cleveland, too. Justin?
All right, I'm going to take one more favorite this week. I'm going to take the Detroit Lions.
The Detroit football Lions that play in the Motor City of our country. At this point in our lives, they are a matter of fact are not on my board. So
they should be at the very end.
They should be at the very. Oh, there they are. -4.5, -4.5 for that football game against the Los Angeles Rams. Okay, Larry.
Tampa Bay.
You've got Tampa Bay are at -3.5. -3, all favorites so far. -3.
Who are they playing?
And a half against the Washington Commanders.
Against the Commanders. Is this at Washington?
It's at Tampa.
Only 3.5.
3.5.
Huh. No. Okay.
Justin?
All right. You know I don't like that many favorites, so let's bounce over and let's take the Arizona Cardinals.
The Arizona Cardinals are +6.5 against the Buffalo football Bills.
Ooh. Can the Bills survive without Stephon Diggs?
Let's see.
That's the question. Can they cover without him?
That's right. The Cardinals are +6.5. Larry?
L.A. Chargers.
You want the L.A. Chargers. The football Chargers are -3 at this point. The Chargers -3 against the Las Vegas Raiders. You're taking five-star side on this one. I like it. Justin?
I think we better go with the Carolina Panthers.
What? Wow. Somebody's going out on a limb. Plus four at the New Orleans Saints. Plus 4 points for the Carolina Panthers.
And might even sprinkle a little money line action since you guys don't like it.
Whoa, I love it. I like it better now.
He's cocky now that he's a big concert guy. When he was a limo guy, okay, he wasn't nearly this cocky. Larry?
What's the total on the Jets in San Francisco?
Do we do totals?
Yeah, we can do totals, okay. Absolutely. The Jets in San Francisco, the under-over is 43.5.
What about Tennessee-Chicago? What's the line?
Tennessee and Chicago. The line in that game is 3.5. Tennessee's plus 3.5.
3.5?
No.
I'll go with Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. Wow. Right. Okay.
Something else.
That went totally different.
So probably 2.5. Right?
They're plus three at this point. Plus three right now. So you got 3 points at home against the Houston Texans. And Justin, your last pick?
Let's go with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers in this lifetime are plus 3.5 at the Atlanta Falcons. Plus 3.5. Justin's taking the iffy quarterbacks. He's going with the tact of, let me get the worst quarterbacks.
Bryce Young.
Russell Wilson. Russell.
Kyler versus who?
Kyler.
Who's Arizona play?
Arizona's playing Buffalo.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see how it works out.
We're going to take the worst quarterback in the game.
That's a bold strategy, Justin. We'll see
that's
how
it works out. It's a new theory for me there.
Let me not take the worst quarterback in each game. And Larry, finish us up.
There's one more left?
Yep.
Okay.
Quickly, Larry.
Slow down, Larry.
Yeah, Tennessee.
He's got the Tennessee Titans at plus 3.5 against the Chicago Bears. The Tennessee Titans plus 3.5 at the Chicago Bears. All right, there we have it. Dell, do you have
I was running through something logistically with the station. I've only got like four from each, so I didn't want to get them wrong. Trust me, I will listen and have them.
Okay.
But so we're going to be good to go, but I can't repeat them and be solid that I have them.
Got it. We'll get it, though. Larry, thanks for listening all these years. We appreciate it. Thanks for your kind words about the Hall of Fame. And we will see on Monday who is the champion of Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. And hopefully you get those tickets off of Justin here. Thanks,
hey,
Larry.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
On your next MyBookie promo, they're actually doing bets on the debate for next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And I made a couple bets. One of those will be, and I can't believe this is plus money, but well, Donald Trump used the word tampon during the debate. And you can, and that is a plus money bet. I bet that he will not say that. And I couldn't believe that's on there. But yeah, there's a bunch of prop bets on the debate.
Well, he did make reference in one debate to that time of the month.
So saying it's you can't believe it's plus money. I mean, it's the favorite that he's going to.
No, he won't say it.
Why not? He said he already has.
He has, but I think he might have learned his lesson from that one. Maybe.
You know, nobody learns lessons like Donald Trump. His nickname is Lesson Learner.
Never repeat the same mistake twice. That's his other nickname.
All right.
They're calling him Tampon Tim. I didn't say it, but that's what they're saying. Pay the favorite.
All right, Larry, appreciate it. Plus money on we'll say the word tampon. Justin, any bets that you'd like us to? Anything
like
on the
knowledge?
I don't think I can follow that one up. I'm not really sure where we're at.
That's going to be tough.
Justin, once again, warehouselive.com, warehouselive.com. That's where you will find your concert venue and all of the great shows that he's got there. Justin, as always, we appreciate it, man, and best of luck.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Justin from Warehouse Live with us here every Friday. giving away tickets and limo rides. The people love it. The people love Beat the Limo Guy.
Sure. Sure they do.
All right. So it doesn't get any better because I got a spot right now. I want to talk about my bookie. And I want to talk about you getting your money down on Tampon. Okay? Get your money down. If whether or not.
Did he just say that out loud?
Yes. Well, that's what Larry said, that Donald Trump would say the word tampon.
You said no, and you said that's
get your
not
money
good
down.
Language for
it's
this
It's not
show.
Good. Well, tampon is not a dirty word.
No, it's not.
It's not a dirty. I mean, it's something.
It's natural. It's
fine. Natural. Well.
Maybe not in presidential debates, typically.
Typically. But this isn't a typical presidential debate. So here's the deal is you can bet on that. You can bet on the debate. All kinds of different prop bets on the debate. You can play casino games. You can play, listen, all of the football and all of the props and all the live betting. And how about that you got a Thursday free bet? How about that they'll double your money right now, double your money on your first deposit. Plus, the more you play, the more you get, the more advantage you take with MyBookie Plus. There are all kinds of reasons. Get in now so that you can get in on the Survivor Pool. Get in now so that you can get in on all their squares as well. There's all kinds. There's nonstop action. It's football season. It's that time of the year. It's time to get to MyBookie.ag, but you got to put in promo code BET975 to get your double money. MyBookie.com, promo code BET975.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, let's see if you two can pinpoint the exact time, hour, and minutes that people are having the most sex. What day and time?
I mean, I guess Friday. Midnight?
Okay, I get your logic. Dell, any idea?
I'm going to go Friday night at 8:50.
Could be also Saturday morning, 8:30.
Saturday, 10:09 p.m.
Okay.
So mom's been drinking all day. It's a weekend.
You think mom has to get drunk to have sex with dad?
The kids are in bed.
What if it's not for, remember, no one's having kids anymore.
Well, but a lot of people still have kids.
We're a single guy. When do single people have
it? It's Saturday at 10:09. After dinner, take you out to dinner, and here we go. Let's go. It's go time.
It's go time. How Let's romantic go. Is
I
it
bought,
to say it's
I
go time?
I bought you dinner. Go time.
So it's transactional.
It really kind of is.
I told Sam, I said, you people aren't hearing everything here. And I said, Sam, I said, are you here? She said, yes. She's in her little office. I said, stay here. Do not come out. Just don't come out.
Don't come out for this one. So,
especially for
10:09 on Saturdays. When is the least sex being had?
Monday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
1:02.
Really?
Monday at 1:02.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yep.
No, pretty good. Monday at 3 is good, but by then people are already, you know us. We're getting off at noon, 1 o'clock, and then we're trying to get some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're different.
We are. Apparently, a new study says traffic noise and pollution may be causing global infertility crisis. Do you think the traffic noise is stopping people from having babies?
No. Is it right outside your doorstep?
Is it? Are they running?
No.
Is your bed on the sidewalk?
That doesn't sound
real. Is your bed on the sidewalk? Maybe then. That it's too loud. Maybe that's it. All right? A woman won 9 straight lotteries. You know what else she won? A trip to jail.
Ooh.
For stolen tickets.
Ooh.
A Lakeland, Florida, ex-con on felony probation saw a life-changing lucky streak when she won repeatedly in the Florida lottery. Ah, she had stolen 48 tickets, though, so she went to prison for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's not a great win.
That's not a W.
That's not a dub.
That's not a dub.
China warning students against beautiful women and handsome guys who might turn them into spies. Do you feel like
yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
It does. Did you ever watch The Americans?
I didn't think Matthew Reese was all that good looking, but I guess
women
like
him.
Women like him.
Yeah, women liked him.
I'm glad you weren't attracted to him too much.
No, I wasn't.
But Carrie was.
Yeah. No, that's a problem.
Carrie can turn.
I didn't care about her when she was Clarissa, or what was her name when she had curly hair?
I don't remember. So is that China's version of never trust a big butt and a smile?
Yep. There it is.
That's okay. That's exactly
it. Careful about handsome men,
yes,
and beautiful
women.
They're going
to try to turn
you into, hey, there have been many, I would imagine, I've seen shows about many a good-looking Russian girl.
Yeah.
That guy's in trouble.
She was
Russian. Carrie was.
No. But then the other Russian girl that turned the guy in the FBI.
Yeah.
He fell in love with her.
Well, Matthew,
the guy who lived across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember, you don't remember? And then they beat her to death in the prison?
He had a wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was a smoke show. That was a Russian.
Yeah, she was
you got to beware of her.
That was one of the saddest stories on TV ever.
Yeah, yeah.
How did she get turned out?
I don't know.
Well,
he flipped her back, right? He what?
Didn't he flip her in that show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he
makes sense.
And that's why she wound up dead.
Yeah, but she was trying to... Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
She got flipped first, and then... And then there was a problem, and he couldn't save her, and then she died.
Yeah.
She was just a nice, you know, kind of spy. She just worked in the place.
I hated when she got killed off.
I did, too. I felt bad for her.
I felt bad for me.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
A man died. Here's a tough way to go. He was struck by an ambulance at the hospital.
No, yep. It always happens.
I mean, in Las Vegas. In a local hospital, he's out there. He was lying in the private drive at the hospital, and he got run over by.
Oh, that's a tough action.
That is tough action. Here in Las Vegas, something else happened. A drunk Las Vegas woman stole a coffin with the body in it from the funeral home. She said six beers got her wasted, and she stole the coffin at the funeral home.
You're getting in a car. You're taking off in a cart.
I just don't.
You're not lifting. You're not getting people
to
help
I guess
you
they,
lift
I guess
the body.
They were, yeah.
You just took somebody's car. You didn't really steal the coffin.
Yeah, she.
You just took off in a car.
Well, she took off the car. Yeah. Surveillance footage showed the woman breaking through a window and unlocking the front door before proceeding to enter the. Oh no. No, she entered the viewing room and to wheel the coffin outside.
She went through that whole process.
She was wasted on those six beers.
Watch what's going to happen now. I'll take your stupid body and put it in the car. Oh, don't do that, Jane. Don't do that.
So, apparently, in Manila, there's a big MPOX fear. MPOX, I guess, the Department of Health is saying, do not have sex. Have sex virtually. Are you scared of MPOX? And are you going to have sex virtually because of MPOX?
Probably not going to do it regardless. MPOX, chicken pox, smallpox.
All the pox.
COVID.
Pox on you.
COVID-25. Yeah, yeah. Pox on your house.
Yeah. I mean, probably not having it. Yeah. Oh, well, I'll go without.
I still got bruising on the groin. It's not a good look, trust me.
The wife
doesn't want to see it.
Bruising on the groin.
Yeah, remember he had his operation.
Yeah, I know. I know why he has it.
And it's like black and
that's
brown.
That's way more
terrible.
Information.
Yeah, it's not necessary to give us that update.
I mean, y'all started it. Don't start.
No one asked you if you still had bruising.
And by the way, my wife said, F around and find out to Sebastian when he was trying to put a chokehold on her. And she started scratching his arms because they were just like, he likes to put her in holds. She likes when he tries. And then she uses illegal tactics like pinching.
And ugly words.
You can't, yeah. And he goes, ow, ow. She goes, we're going to find out. And I'm like, what?
To your kid?
Yeah. That's how she rolls.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not trying to get smallpox or chicken pox or any of that.
No,
M-pox,
don't. No,
any of that
just
stuff.
Virtual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Not sure anybody wants to see that area
games.
Of yours.
Anyway, I don't want him involved
games.
In real or
real
virtual
or
anything.
Or
yeah, it's not. Doesn't
it's not, not pretty. All right. We got to break it here. We're done.
Yeah, you're done for the day.
Oh, yeah, we're done. We're going to talk about the Texans on Monday. And the Astros weekend against the Diamondbacks.
Big weekend. Does Ty France have a twin on the Diamondbacks?
No.
No? Okay.
No, but Christian Walker's back.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. We are done. Lance.
Lance, before you go,
Lance,
why don't you talk about Allstate Siding and Windows.
AllstateWindowsandSiding.com. That's the place to go for your windows. They're made here in Texas. Nothing made over in China. They're made here in Texas because there's very specific weather elements that we have, which is everything. And you got to have windows that are made to take on the elements here in the state of Texas. So the windows are made here in Texas. And then the family, it's a family-owned business. And this is all they think about is making sure that your windows are helping to lower your energy bills. Did you know that you could lower bills up to 40%? Studies have found up to 40% is a very reasonable expectation for a lot of people when it comes to, you know, when it comes to windows for your home and how they're able to lower your energy rates. Not only do you get, you know, more, you get a better looking home, you get a safer home, you get a quieter home, and probably most importantly, you can lower your energy bills. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. That's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.